sightings of invasive thistles, moths, and wild pigs can now be reported using a smartphone app launched by the Washington Invasive Species Council. The idea is to get more eyes and ears on certain plants and animals that are considered destructive to the local environment. KPLU's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Users of the Washington Invasive Species app will be able to take a photo of plants and animals that they think might not belong here. Experts will then identify the species before uploading the photos to a statewide map. Keelan Cottingham, director of the State Recreation and Conservation Office, says the goal is to track the spread of the state's 50 priority species and to keep extra eyeballs out for those that appear to be creeping this way from other states, like the zebra and quagga mussels that have clogged pipes and damaged boats in the Great Lakes.
We're seeing it start to show up on boats that are trailered up here. We're very nervous about that. We don't have some of the other invasive species that they see in the Great Lakes, but we have our own problems here, whether it's Japanese knotweed choking out salmon recovery areas or English ivy taking over our parks. We've got a lot of invasive species here.
They cause millions of dollars in crop loss, outcompete native vegetation, and are expensive to control. The Washington Invasive Species Council hopes the app will help people learn to identify and report problem species, and maybe even shave off some of the millions of dollars the state spends each year dealing with some of them. Ray Ellen Bichelle, KPLU News.